Unit 16, page 252. Read.
The Iceman. On September 19, 1991, two German tourists were hiking in the Alps between Austria and Italy when they discovered a corpse half buried in the ice. They assumed the body must have belonged to a mountain climber who had recently died as the result of an accident. They couldn't have imagined the truth. The body belonged to a man who had lived more than 5,000 years ago. Not only that, he might have been the victim of a brutal murder. Who was he? What was he doing in that remote location? How did he die? In the decades since this discovery, scientists have been trying to answer these questions. The ice preserved the body amazingly well. In fact, it is the oldest intact human body ever found. As a result, scientists from all over the world have x-rayed and examined him. The Iceman, as he is called, has become the subject of much speculation. Found in the ice, alongside the Iceman, were many objects. He had weapons, a copper axe, a knife, a bow, and arrows. Some of his clothing also survived: snowshoes, a coat, a belt, leggings, a cap. He also had a backpack and a bag, which contained some tools and dried mushrooms. These objects provide clues to the man himself and to what might have happened to him. The axe, for example, was very valuable, and it indicates that the Iceman may have been a very important and wealthy person in his community. At first, scientists believed that the Iceman must have died accidentally during a winter storm. However, in 2001, x-rays told another story. There was an arrowhead buried in the Iceman's left shoulder. The new theory was that he was the victim of a violent attack and must have bled to death as a result of this wound. Later examination discovered wounds to other parts of his body, including his head. This led to the speculation that he may have died from a head injury. Someone could have followed him up the mountain and attacked him while he was trying to run away. Then, in 2009, scientists discovered another clue to the mystery of the Iceman's death. A more powerful x-ray, a CT scan, showed a very full stomach. The Iceman had eaten a big meal just before his death, not the behavior of someone trying to run for his life. This led investigators to believe that the killer couldn't have been a stranger to the Iceman. He had to have known him. Could the Iceman have fallen and hit his head after the shot from the arrow? Or did an attacker hit him over the head with a rock? Why were many of his arrows unfinished and not ready to use? Why didn't his attacker take the valuable axe? Theories about the Iceman's life and death have changed a lot over time as a result of advances in medical technology. And although much has been learned about him, there are still more secrets to learn from this amazing man, frozen in time for more than 5,000 years.